Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into episode number 626, a little Lilo and Stitch episode of Underground Sports Philadelphia, motherfuckers. It's KB and Pitts in studio coming at you. We got a loaded show. We're going to talk some fightings, talk some baseball. Talk Pitts' travels to get here, because for whatever reason, anybody in this company who travels here, outside of Steve, has had quite a doozy of a time their first time getting here. So we'll chat your travels. Embiid is back, and you're in your glory, because it's WrestleMania weekend. So we'll get your hype meter on there. But before we get into everything, make sure you guys are following us on the socials, at Underground PHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI. Also, if there's anybody who works for Meta or knows how to fix this issue we're dealing with right now with Instagram posts going directly to Facebook and stories and everything, it's a whole mess. I need help. Someone, please, hopefully, is out there that can help us out. It's working for all of our other accounts except for our main account. So hook your boy up and help him out here, because I need some help. Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. Follow us there as well. Follow Pitsy on Twitter at @Pat_Pitts and on Instagram and Threads at @Pitsy35. Follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311 and KBIZZLE11 on Instagram and Threads. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast in audio form, but especially those two platforms, because we're able to track those a lot easier and see when you guys are subscribing. It really does help when you guys subscribe, when you guys leave the reviews, and we see, you know, you guys are listening. We're still in the top 1,500 in U.S. sports charts. We went down a little bit, but let's keep climbing. Let's keep climbing. Come on. Let's make that happen. Keep subscribing on Apple and Spotify and help us climb those charts. It really helps us out. So keep subscribing on audio and subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, clips, shorts, live streams, original video content. It's all on our YouTube channel. We're at 752 subscribers. We've kind of been stuck there. Let's get the subscribers pumped up. Let's keep it going. youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland, and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar features city-organized, city-sponsored, and city-affiliated events that are of public interest. The calendar, which is accessible at vinelandcity.org, is a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. You can also follow the City of Vineland on social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community and get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. A big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. Pitts is in town.
I'm here. Here, like, it's not a yard of streams.
He made it.
Yeah, made it.
We got Kyle. Your initial studio reaction.
Yeah, that was cool. It was cool to walk down here.
Welcome to the actual underground.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to go from one cave to another and to see all this stuff in front of you. It's nice.
Where the magic happens.
It's nice to see where the magic happens and not just through a screen, you know, be part of it. So, no, it's awesome. I'm so excited for this week. I'm just happy to just be here after the shit I had to deal with to get here? Oh my God, man.
So Pat was supposed to be here Tuesday morning. Flight gets canceled, more than likely due to the weather. It was not ideal weather yesterday.
Fine.
We'll get into that too, because I was at the Phils game and willed the boys to victory on my mailman grind. We'll talk about that later. But then you rebook a new flight.
At the airport.
At airport.
Like before I left to go home.
Later that night.
It was originally
this scheduled. Being Tuesday.
It was originally scheduled for 11 in that morning. So I would have stayed, but then it was pushed back to 8:53. Keep in mind, 8:53.
P.M. Eastern.
P.M. And I go, fine, I'm 20 minutes away from the airport. I'll just go home. I can wait 10 hours at home, which was a good thing I did. It was a very good thing I did, actually. So, but that's just where it doesn't end there, Kyle.
It does not. You go back to airport.
Yes. I'm back to airport, which it was to get through customs or whatever we're calling it, baggage claim. No, not baggage claim.
TSA.
To get through that the first time was so easy. And then the second time, I had the most difficult time. They had to put my bag back in. But get this. All right. I have a little bit of a rant, not only to go on with the airline that we're teasing for a massive roast, but TSA in general. The thing that pissed me off is they had a row of buckets full of stuff waiting to be checked and whatnot, because wherever I was, they were if there was a little bit of a problem, they'd take it over to a screen, check it out. But they were just walking around the bags. It's packed up in traffic and there's just no one's taking care of it. I was bullshit. I'm what? That pissed me off from the get-go. We even got to.
So you get back to the airport for night flight, which was supposed to leave at
8:53.
You're chilling.
At Legal Seafood Bar. I had a nice little cup of clam chowder, a beer, a Pepsi. It was delicious. It was great.
And you were, we were on FaceTime as you're telling me this while I'm walking back after the Phils get Will to victory last night on Tuesday. And you were at the international gate.
Yeah, bro. So, cat's out of the bag. I flew Frontier. Allegedly tried to fly Frontier. And they are at, because they're such a small and shitty organization and airline, that they're in the international booth. So, when you're hearing announcements, you're hearing countries, not states or cities. So, you just are all right, you hear two or three countries in a row, you're like, all right, I'm not going to pay attention for a little bit because when Philadelphia.
One of these things is not like the other.
They did a whole song about it, all right? And we still can get it right. And after I go back, I get to the gate, it's 8:40. I'm like, oh, I should be boarding. Nope. Nana. It did not. No, Kyle, because how about you, Tom?
You allegedly missed your flight.
I missed the fucking flight, and I was early. Keep that in mind. I was early to the flight and was at the gate and still missed it. Tell me how that makes sense, Kyle.
And they told you they left early?
A quick turnaround was the buzzword that they wanted to use.
But
quick
didn't inform you that was happening.
No, there was a girl who missed her flight, and she was sitting at the gate across from where they were boarding, had headphones in, and was not, and missed the flight. And she had been there since Sunday.
That's insane to me.
That's what I'm saying. They dropped the ball. And then the asshole who's playing victim, the crew member who's I don't need people coming at me. I just do this. I'm like, are you fucking, no. You got to eat this. This is your fault. Oh, that's when I blew up and just bought an Amtrak ticket. That's when I just said, F this. And I called my parents. They're confused. You can't confuse old people like that. You can't do that. Oh, my God.
So then you get train ticket for this morning and take train down, which was your original plan all along.
Dude, if there's anything you take away from the story, it's to trust your gut at all times. Because when I initially got these tickets, I said, I'm going to take the train down. Kyle's going to pick me up. We're going to just have a day. And if I did that, well, I would have already been here 2 days. Yeah. I would have went to the Phillies game last night. But no, I didn't have to. The champ had to deal with nonsensical things, and that's what captains do, and we weathered the storm.
Picked you up from train station, which somehow I had never, like, actually been to. I had walked by and driven by, but
that's
never
crazy
been
to. It's crazy to me.
Picked you up, got you authentic Philly cheesesteak.
It was good. That was good, man.
Now we're here. But what a ride that you had to miss out on. The WWE wrestlers throwing out first pitches and being at the game and some of your favorite people.
No, literally, like, it really felt like a slap in the face. It really felt like a slap in the face that the thing I'm going down for is a combination of two of my favorite things, baseball and wrestling. And then you add the Phillies element with, you know, you guys being my home away from home team when it comes to baseball. So I'm like, yes. Yeah, it's not the biggest stars there, but there's some of my fan favorites in Liv Morgan, Kofi Kingston, who doesn't love a good Braun Strowman, you know, and I get to miss all that. And, oh, yeah, no, the Phillies kind of had a home run derby, too. So
yeah, let's talk about the Phils game. It is brought to you by our awesome merch partners at PHI Apparel Company, the best merch in the game. You want to stand out in the crowd when you're going to Citizens Bank Park. Maybe you're going to WrestleMania, whether, you know, it's for the Eagles, the Phillies, the Flyers, the Sixers, the Union, or your favorite Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast, like this awesome hoodie I've got on right now. Pitts has his, and they are the most comfortable hoodies in the game. You can stand out in the crowd and look your absolute best repping your favorite teams and favorite podcasts when you go to phiapparel.co. And when you fill up your cart with everything you want to grab, use our code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your merch orders at any time, 365 days of the year, and this year in particular, 366. It is the most effective and direct way to support everything we're doing here at Underground Sports Philadelphia. When you get your merch, tweet it at us, tag us, we'll repost it. PHIapparel.co, code UNDERGROUND, you get 10% off. And right now, through April 5th, you get 20% off when you use code OPENINGDAY. Code opening day, you get 20% off your merch orders. But anytime, any place, anywhere, code underground for 10% off your merch orders. Yeah, we were supposed to go to the Phils game together, and I said, okay, your flight gets delayed. I'll just go to the game myself while I wait for you to come to airport. And we didn't know if the Phillies game was going to get played last night. It thankfully did. Because the weather was not ideal, but you know, I'm perusing, you know, tickets and everything. No free ads, but shout out, no free shout outs. Tick pick, hopefully working on some
magic
things with them some in the magic near future. But I used them to get a $13 ticket last night to arguably one of the greatest April baseball games I've ever attended.
Dude, if you said to someone in Boston that you got a baseball ticket for $13, they would have asked you if it was the park down the street.
It was,
like, seriously.
Fantastic.
That's insane.
$13 to get in the building. I get there. I bought the ticket an hour before the game. And just drive, go in, get there right for first pitch, and go up to my seat. I'm in the 400 level. And, you know, I made the video. I said, got to will the boys to victory. We're here. The weather's not ideal, but rain, sleet, snow to Citizens Bank Park, I must go. Phils needed a big win, and I said, I'm gonna endure the elements. I'm gonna weather this storm, and we're gonna will the Phillies to victory. Phils get on the board first. Bryce Harper goes, bada bing, bada boom, home run, first hit of the season, and gets the Phils on the board. It was fantastic. And got the juices flowing, warmed everybody up a little bit. It was BOGO dog night, too. And then third inning rolls around, and I see that some of my very good friends are at the game. They had some extra tickets. So I walk down just thinking I'm going to say hello to them, and I get brought down, and I'm in section 137 the rest of the game. To which I witness Bryce Harper go yard again. Two home runs for the MV3. And then the game progresses on. Guys are getting on base. We're getting after the Reds bullpen a little bit. And then let's also not forget that home run number two of the night was Bryce Harper's 1,000th run of his career.
Wow. Breaking records.
then records. Rolls around, bases juiced. Bryce Harper up to bat. Bingo. Moonshot. Grand slam. Three home run game for Bryce Harper. Absolutely absurd game for the MV3. Game started by new Philly Spencer Turnbull, who you may remember a couple years ago threw a no-hitter for the Detroit Tigers. I want to pull this stat up because it is absolutely fascinating that I also witnessed this go down at Citizens Bank Park last night. Paul Boyer, who covers he's Phillies, but also does baseball as a whole. He has a Phillies podcast with Matt Gelb called Phillies Therapy. Tweeted, Spencer Turnbull becomes the first pitcher in Phillies history. Mind you, this is a team that's been around since 1883. First pitcher in Phillies history gets 7+ strikeouts, no walks, and no earned runs in his team debut. And we all live to see it.
That is incredible. That is actually a really insane stat.
Insane.
Especially with how far baseball's gone.
So you get that pitching performance.
Yeah.
From Spencer Turnbull. Those 5 strong innings as your number 5 starter. You couldn't ask for much more. Then, the story to top that.
No,
that overshadows
this.
Ricardo Pinto, my Philly sickos from 2014 to 2017. No, Ricardo Pinto. Pitched for the Phillies in 2017. That's when he made his major league debut. Pitched for Tampa Bay in 2019. And then I want to pull up the teams he was pitching for since then. But Ricardo Pinto was with AAA Lehigh Valley. They were up in Rochester for their series. Great jawline.
That's a great jawline. It is.
And he's like still relative. Like, he's my age. He's 30.
He's 30?
Just turned 30. So Ricardo Pinto, he's in Rochester with the Iron Pigs. Their game gets postponed due to rain. Phillies DFA Connor Brogdon after the absolute mess that he put on display on Monday. And they call up Ricardo Pinto, who in 2020 was pitching for the SK Wyverns in the Korean baseball organization, the KBO.
Korea. We couldn't figure out.
Then in
Korea.
2022, he was pitching for the Rakuten Monkeys in the Japanese league.
Okay.
And now he's back with the Phillies. This was Ricardo Pinto's first major league appearance in 5 years.
5 years.
He's in Rochester. No direct flights from Rochester to Philly, so he has team drive him from Rochester to Philadelphia. Gets stuck in traffic on the way to the game.
Of course you do.
Doesn't get to Citizens Bank Park on Tuesday night until the fourth inning.
Dude, like,
goes and
insane.
Warms up in the hallway down in like the batting cage, says hello to Rob Thompson, then makes his way out to the bullpen, warms up a little bit. Ricardo Pinto goes the rest of the game on the mound for the Phils. 4 innings save.
Which is insane in itself.
Gnarly performance from Ricardo Pinto. Like, if the Phillies win the World Series, that is like, this game is a catalyst for them doing that.
It's one of those games that
you look back and it's like, that's where it all started.
That was, they're like, that's where a spark came.
Bryce hit 3 home runs. One was a grand slam. Spencer Turnbull makes Phillies history. And Ricardo Pinto gets a 4-inning save.
4-inning save.
After driving from Rochester and arrives in the 4th inning.
Dude, like, that's what I mean. Like, it's most.
How
like
can you not be romantic about baseball?
Dude, it's one thing. It feels like every little story that went into that game that you could do a gamer about just like elevates itself.
It's beautiful.
It's like, wait, but I got this. Or wait, I got this. Is that a. Oh, that was just a shot of the camera. Dude, I got this. Like,
it was beautiful.
Absolutely insane.
It was pure bliss. Brandon Marsh went yard, which was great for the brand. I was barking like a junkyard dog.
Yeah, that's my
guy. I set
a
new personal record for hot dogs consumed at the ballpark. Your boy housed 8 glizzies.
There you go. Say it.
And
I'm so happy you put that out in the world.
It was a night to remember. It was one of those games that when I look back on the 2024 season, when we do this in November, I'll be like, yeah, April 2nd was...
That was
a night. That was a night to remember. And it was cool because it was rainy. It wasn't a full ballpark. So it was like the people that were there,
it snaps,
like, we made it an environment to enjoy and have fun, and the Phillies win 9-4, and I did what I came up that I said I was going to do. I showed up and made do on my promise that I was going to will the Phillies to victory, and I did just that. You think the Phillies were going to win if I didn't house 8 hot dogs on BOGO
night?
You
did that for the people. You did that for the people.
You think Bryce Harper was going to hit 3 home runs and one of them being a grand slam if I was not in the building?
No, he would have went 0-4 once again.
Do you think Brandon Marsh goes yard if I'm not sitting down the third baseline and he hits it to left field? I don't think so. Foul you think ball. Ricardo Pinto, who his last name translates to I paint, because he was painting corners last night. That's you think he paints beam. Those corners if I'm not in the building? I don't think
so. Yeah.
We did that as a collective. Shout out to the 28,000 that were in the building, including my guy Dave, UK Phillies. Finally met the legend. Finally met the legend. Awesome to meet Dave. He is the best. And he's going to be coming on the pod, nice. Probably closer to the London series. Makes sense. Yeah. We're going to have some fun with UK Phillies during the London series. But what a night to remember. And you missed all of it.
No, it was a night to remember, Kyle. It absolutely was a night to remember. Spending more on Ubers to the airport than I did for the fucking ticket for Frontier, that fraudulent airline that I don't even think exists. Get this, Kyle. Okay, say I want to call and get a refund because, oh, I have a family full of lawyers. I'm getting my money back. If I wanted to attempt to start that process, couldn't even call them. They don't even have a phone number.
That's ridiculous.
It is all automated.
Fugazi.
That's like, what are we doing?
Terrible.
How do you have a customer? Like, how do you pride yourself on service and you don't have a direct line to like a human?
Terrible.
Like, I work in service. Like, that's what I do. I sell the fees to the peeps.
That's crazy.
With service.
So when but yeah, memorable night at Citizens Bank Park, to say the least.
Question though for you. So I'm upset. The BOGO dollars, I think, is the one thing I'm really pissed off I missed. You said you had 8 hot dogs.
Correct.
What is the time that expanded over?
So I bought 2 like right after the end of the first inning. I went down, got 2.
Okay,
so I
was like 20 minutes.
Let's do this. And then when I went down to seats with my friends, they had already had a bunch of hot dogs too. And I was like, hey, I'll go for more. I'm pretty hungry. And we're watching the Phils and they're about to squander this 0-0 tie. Let's get back on the board, boys. Come on. So it's bottom 7, I think, or after the 7th we went and
that's where you had 6.
Got 6 in one shot and went to town.
Dude, that was like you took the corner of a relay race and you were like taking that corner and you're getting past people are in front of you, but then you just take a full out sprint.
Oh dude, dogs were barking.
Dude.
The dogs were barking last night. I certainly had that dog in me.
Well, you had more than a dog.
I had that dog in me.
Dude, that face, you got more than one dog in you. Dude, like, so, because I think of this back to my days at Sully's, because at the end of the night, we'd have hot dogs. I'd say probably 20 hot dogs on the grill still. And we would have bets to see how many hot dogs you could eat in, like, an allotted amount of time. And I think if you gave me an hour, I could easily put down 11 hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I think I could easily
especially
put down
the size that, like, these ones were. Like, they were, like, smaller, like, not, like, giant buns.
Yeah,
either.
Was it, like, a snap dog?
Kind of. It was, okay. Like, very, like, ballpark Frank type stuff.
Oh, I could, yeah. Easy. All right, so maybe it's a little thicker, maybe, like, 9.
I probably could have gone like, 2 more. Still, if I was, like, in a zone, I probably could have gone for 10. But I was like, let me not be overly fat, but let's be fat enough to will the boys to. Because
I was in a chicken nugget eating contest before, and
why have I never heard?
Have
about
you never
this?
Heard the story?
No.
Yeah, I was in a chicken nugget eating contest in college. It was to raise money, obviously, but like still, yeah, I did. It was a chicken nugget contest. You had to eat 14 chicken nuggets as fast as you could, and everyone in the fraternity was like, "Pitts, you are the man for this." Like you were. You, if there was a man built for this challenge, it is you. And I was like, yeah, I don't say no to challenges. So I attempted to do it. Bro, it is so much harder.
Oh, yeah.
It is so
speed eating is ridiculous.
Dude, that's why I have so much respect for like Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. And
shout out Kobayashi. Like post.
He did like a post.
That is one of the most classic like April Fool's Day jokes ever, is when the Phillies told Kyle Kendrick that he was traded to the Japan League for Kobayashi.
That's actually that's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
I didn't do it. I got to seven and I like forgot that you have to, you know, chew and swallow the food. You can't just put it in your mouth. So we're going hot, and then it all just fell apart.
A little bit.
It all just fell apart.
But yeah, a memorable night at CBP, and hopefully it is the, as Bryce Harper said, you know, hopefully this is the one that gets us going, and you know, we end up with a ring on the finger at the end of the year, which would be amazing. Where were you when Bryce Harper went yard three times and Spencer Turnbull and Ricardo Pinto saved the season? Where were you?
In an Uber.
For the second time.
It's a great night. Well worth the $13. Like, that's a game I'll remember forever. A regular season April game that I'll remember forever, because it was just unreal vibes. But in terms of baseball, you know, we're about a week into the season, mm-hmm. and it's time to see who's been getting plunked, Pitsy.
Yes.
It's brought to you by our pals over at FOCO, who are the best in the game. I was at the team store yesterday, because it's a lot easier to get into. They had the powder blue with the paint splatter overalls in the team store.
Oh.
They had them available. I got to get those shortalls. I got to get them for the warmer weather, because they are absolute beauties. FOCO is the leading provider in forever collectibles for your favorite sports teams, entertainment, WWE. They got you covered for baseball, basketball, football, hockey, college sports. You name it, they've got it, and it's some of the coolest stuff on the market that you're not going to get anywhere else but from FOCO. Click the link in the description and check out everything FOCO has to offer. You want those overalls you saw me wearing during the playoffs. You want the shortalls. You want the captain's hat. You want anything that you can think of when it comes to collectibles and apparel wear for your favorite teams. FOCO's got you covered. Click the link in the description. Support our pals over at FOCO. That hat is amazing. She was at Citizens Bank Park last night, too. It's a Fanatic beer-chugging hat, and it is just phenomenal.
Dude, he's got, like, the
so
cans,
good.
Cans
so good.
Like, what's that?
The Platinum Plunk Award, if you missed it during our baseball preview, Pitsy and I and whoever else comes on the show throughout baseball season, we are going to be keeping track of who gets hit by the most pitches this season. I think we're gonna adjust it a little bit, because the more I was thinking about it, actually, Pitts, if we tracked it for pitchers, like, we'll track it at the end of the year, see who threw it the most, but to give an award out, it kind of has a negative connotation. Like, the pitcher's not on their game, so I'd feel bad giving a negative award out.
I don't like kicking the peeps while they're down.
The award is definitely going to go to the batter. Who
it has to, because you survived a war. You're
exactly. You went to battle for your team.
Yeah.
So right now, leading the way in the Platinum Plunk standings for 2024, the Chase Utley Platinum Plunk Award, there are two gentlemen tied with three
already. Wow.
Nico Horner from the Chicago Cubs.
Nico Horner.
And former Chicago Cub and current Colorado Rocky, Chris Bryant, leading the way with three.
The Rockies?
Yeah. He got that free agency bag.
How did that just like go over my head?
He got that free agency money a couple years ago.
Sitting those balls.
That's when the Phillies signed Schwarber and Castellanos for the same price that the Rockies
signed.
Wait,
he's been on the Rockies that long?
Yeah. This is third year?
Are you serious?
Yeah, we signed Schwarber and Castellanos for $1 million less overall combined than what the Rockies gave to Chris Bryant.
That's insane.
Jeez,
talk about bad ownership.
Then there's a whole plethora of guys that are tied for two hit-by-pitches, including Freddie Freeman, Jake Cronenworth, Brendan Donovan, Jaron Duran from your Red Sox, Jesus Siri from Tampa Bay.
Phillies? Any Phillies?
One Philly is on the board and leading the way for the Phillies portion of the award so far this year, which I'm kind of confused because I thought Trey Turner got hit by a pitch last night, but I guess it was ball four and didn't count as a hit by pitch. Only one hit by pitch in the Phils lineup so far, and it is Johan Rojas
I didn't
leading
have
the
him.
Way. I didn't have him. With the hit by pitch category with one. Everyone else, clean slate. Zeros across the board for the Fightins. I don't know if anybody's gotten hit tonight. I don't think so. But Johan Rojas leading the way. The young buck, 23-year-old speedster. Only Philly to be hit by a pitch so far. But right now, Nico Horner and Chris Bryant leading the way with three hit by pitches 1 week into the season.
Having three in the first week is – that's a tough target.
And the crazy part is those two teams played each other this week.
Wait, really?
Yeah. They've been playing each other at Wrigley. So, maybe some bad blood.
There has to be some bad blood, bro. Because you can't be getting hit three times same week, same team, obviously.
Crazy.
That is wild. Both sides.
Who else is here? Andres Jimenez, Jose Caballero, Ramon Laureano, and Ryan Jeffers also with two in that mix. So three is the number right now. We're that's the leader in the clubhouse average through 1 week. We'll see if that continues. But Nico Horner, Chris Bryant, your leaders of in the clubhouse right now with three hit by pitches for the Chase Utley Platinum Plunk Award. Wild. Three is crazy.
Three is a lot.
And we are, I'm just looking to see how many games the Phillies have played in general. Because three hit by pitches.
We would have played five or six.
We've played like two series.
You already played, no, you have two series?
Like this is series number two for the Phillies. Like the Phillies have played five. This is game six.
Yeah.
And the Cubs have played five games. I think they played their last game tonight. Jeez, like that's in over five games, he's almost averaging a hit by pitch per game.
God, like what's the mentality of when you get into the box after being hit that much in like the first week?
It's got to be like the Joker in the Dark Knight. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Happy Gilmore, that bitch, just like still. Come on,
hit me. Hit
Black
me,
and Trials, 364
me.
Days away.
Hit me, Batman. You want to know how I got these scars? I got hit by a shit ton of pitches. But yeah, Platinum Plunk is well underway. And you know what else is underway, Pitts? It's your favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's run differentials.
Oh, just a flyout. Sorry. Sorry. Bad camera view there.
See, those type of things, if it's June, that's a home run.
Oh, it's the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
That swing, too.
We're going to take a look at the MLB and NL East run differentials as well.
Yes. I love
Foco.
This. Love numbers.
Pulling these up here. Feeling good right now. We placed some bets early. We need the Pirates to get back on their
Shit. Put that in, right, for me?
I tapped it for you.
You tapped. All right, because I did the Celtics one.
We placed some bets to have a little fun.
We did.
I need the Pirates to wake up. You're playing the Nationals. Like, what are we doing?
Dude, that is a garbage franchise.
Cubs up 4-0 right now, though, on the Rockies in that sense.
That's good for us. Right? Good.
Looking here.
Why?
So, your run differentials, Pitsy. We'll start with the NL East, as we always do. Right now, it's pretty wild. One team has a positive run differential. Everyone else is in the negatives. Ooh. We'll start with the division leading, but by barely division leading, Atlanta Braves, who are 3-2 on the season. What do you think their run differential is so far?
Atlanta Braves, 3-2 in the season. And do they lead the division?
They do. By one game over the Fightins.
It's early, so I'm going to say like 14.
Close. You're going to have to score another touchdown there. It's plus 21.
Okay.
Plus 21 for the Atlanta Braves.
Okay, so the Phillies are plus 20.
Well, everyone else in the division is negative.
Oh.
Phillies played the Braves opening series, so.
So the Phillies are negative.
Tough going, yes. So we'll go next in the division is the Phillies, who are 2-3. Have a negative run differential.
Negative 12.
Close, negative 11. So close.
So close. No cigar.
And then we move to the 1-3 Washington Nationals, the stolen franchise.
You go like negative 28.
They are negative 10. playing some close games but losing.
Okay.
Then we go to the 0-4. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. 0-4. Their manager has more serve suspensions than wins this year.
They're awesome.
They are 0-4. What is their run differential?
Is it worse than? I'm gonna go -15.
It is the exact same as the 2-3 Philadelphia Phillies, -11. But here's the catch: the Phillies have scored 24 runs this year, given up 35. The Mets have given up 19 runs. They've only scored 8 runs this year.
Mets have scored eight runs,
which I believe is the overall lowest in all of baseball.
It just puts such a smile on my face to hear any negativity towards the Mets.
Oh, 100%.
Especially being in the position Sox fans are in right now, where thank God for Andrew Bailey and our pitching staff, because the Red Sox are at a start that I didn't think would happen. I mean, just being a Mets fan, like, what
couldn't
do you think
imagine.
Steve thinks about?
Oh, they're cooked. They're done. Him and Ben.
Ben's a Mets fan,
oh,
too?
Yeah.
Is Ben at least like a Jets? Is he a Jets
fan? Yeah, he's
fan?
A Jets fan.
He goes Mets-Jets combo?
Mets-Jets Islanders.
Oh, dude, that's just
icky.
The worst.
And Steve goes Mets-Giants Rangers.
See, at least Steve goes for other, like, the success stories there. I can understand the Mets for baseball because the Mets were at least decent
terrible.
In the olden days, but, like,
it's,
Keith Hernandez
it's always
cool.
Great seeing the Mets lose. It's always great.
Facts.
And then the final team in the division, the 0-7 Miami Marlins.
God, I love they're my favorite wild card team. Like, here's the thing, Kyle. Because of history, I want to say because of their record, like, -34 or whatever. But you're going to sit here and tell me, like, oh, it's like -4.
No, you're closer with the -30.
Oh, nice. 35.
It's -27.
Damn it. So
they've given
still.
Up. They've given up 51 runs,
dude. That's terrible. Oh my God, the Marlins are such an anomaly.
Yeah,
it's
such an interesting
awesome.
Team. They're the first team in baseball to start 0-7 since the Twins. I think in 2014 it was. Don't quote me on that, but they started 0-9.
God, imagine that's a demoralizing way to start the year.
Rest of baseball run differentials. The Pirates in first place. 5-0 Pittsburgh Pirates.
That's nonsense.
5-0.
That's nonsense.
They have a +18 run differential.
Okay.
The Brewers, Cubs, and Reds all have positive run differentials in the Central. The loser, St. Louis Cardinals, only team under 500 and only team with a negative run differential.
Love
in
it.
The Central.
Love it.
The Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, both with positive run differentials. Dodgers with +14, Diamondbacks with a +21, Padres with a -2, Giants with a -9, and your 1-5 Colorado Rockies pits, -33 run differential.
We're so back. We're so
Which
back.
Which is
the when
worst
the Rockies,
in baseball.
Yes, because when the Rockies or the A's have the worst run differential in baseball, you know.
And then we move to your American League. The Yankees, Red Sox, and Orioles all with positive run differentials. Yankees with a +7. Red Sox with the best run differential in the AL East at a +15.
Let's do it.
Orioles right there at +14. Toronto at -6. Tampa Bay at -9. Then we move to the wackiest division in baseball, the AL Central. The 4-0 Tigers.
That shocked
Were you
me.
On to something when you picked the Tigers to win the division?
Dude,
you might have been.
I just know
they're 4-0. They have a +8 run differential. The Cleveland Guardians are 5-2 and have a +28 run differential.
Jesus.
The Minnesota Twins are 3-2 and have a -1. The Royals are 2-4 but have a +4 run differential. Getting a little Marlins-esque.
That is.
And then
Marlins.
The Chicago White Sox 1-4, and they have a -11 run differential. Then we move to the AL West, which this just blows my mind. The first place.
Don't say Angels.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Are you
at 4-2, tied with the Rangers in terms of win-loss. Angels, though, in first place with a -1 run differential.
See, that's more Marlins-esque, though. That right
the Texas Rangers, 4-2, have a +12 run differential. The Mariners are 3-4, have a minus 14 run differential. The Houston Astros are 1-5, and their one win was a no-hitter. They have a negative one run differential. And then the Oakland A's, Oakland A's, 1-6 with a negative 29 run differential.
God, it's nice to see the A's and Astros at the bottom. That's crazy that the Angels are in first place.
Yeah, with a negative one.
Offloading Ohtani. You know what that's like? It's like when Ohtani, it's the hot girlfriend that you think is perfect in every way, and they get too good for you and want more, and you're like, well, I am what I am. So then they leave, and then there's some shit comes out about them, but you're still thriving because you don't have that negativity anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
So there's your run differentials through pretty much the first week of the season. Phils right now, as we're recording this, are down 2-0 to the Reds in the top of the fourth inning. Trying to get that game done, obviously, with the rain and everything. But let's shift gears a little bit. We'll quick hit some things. And it is brought to you by our pals over at Kenwood Beer, the official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia. It's a refreshing light beer, just 4.1% ABV, only 120 calories, just 8 grams of carbs. You guys can go to kenwoodbeer.com and use the Kenny Finder to see who's got Kenny's on tap in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Maryland, and New Jersey areas. You can also get it at your local liquor stores in those markets. Check out the Kenny storefront as well for awesome pint glasses, apparel, and everything in between. Kenwoodbeer.com, must be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. The Phillies have 3 errors in this game. Christ
I'm
on the cross.
I think you got to track that up to the weather.
Good grief.
That's
insane.
It's only the fourth inning.
Ugh. Joel Embiid's back. Great to see the big fella back in action with the Sixers last night. They beat the Thunder, and Embiid wills them to victory. Him and Kelly Oubre Jr. do the damn thing against the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is a big win. Thunder are a good team. They win 109-105. Sixers on a nice little 2-game win streak now. And, they should have won the previous two as well. They got robbed by the refs in the Clippers game. Lose by 3 to the Cavs. But they got the Heat on deck, and then they got the Grizzlies, the Spurs, the Pistons, the Magic, and the Nets for the rest of the regular season. Currently sitting in the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Joel Embiid is back, though, and it's good to see Embiid back on the court, because when the big dogs are playing, that's when the NBA is at its best. And I'm just happy Joel's back. He looked happy to be back, which was fun. And he got quite the applause and standing ovation for him running out of the tunnel last night. Wore the suck it shirt in his press conference. And, happy to have the big man back. And the Sixers might be one of the most dangerous 8 seeds in recent memory. They're going to lose in the play-in and find a new way to break our hearts.
You guys dropped from 4-8.
That's what happens when your best player's out for 3 months.
It's been a minute since, because the last time I remember
that was his first game since January.
No shit.
Yep, when he got hurt against the Warriors.
My God. All right. Insane. Wow. That's still crazy that you guys are still the 8 seed, though.
Yeah.
Still holding on. Hanging on a mo.
Thankfully, everybody from like 9 through the bottom are just bad.
The East isn't really that good.
No, it's a lot of like clunkiness from 2 to 8.
It's a lot of mediocrity.
I want to see here. Yeah, 6.5 games separates the Sixers and the Bucks, which is the 2 and the 8 seed.
Dude, the Bucks aren't even that good.
No.
Well, they hired Doc Rivers.
Exactly.
That was their
first mistake.
That's literally what your issue is.
That was their first mistake.
I love Doc.
I don't.
I know. I know you don't. But still, like, he is what he is.
Exactly. He lives on the grift of a super team that won him a championship. And that's where the Bucks stand. But Sixers looking to close out the regular season strong, and we'll see how the playoffs come around. But it has been quite the let's not even worry about the Sixers type of season this year, which is unfortunate, but that's just kind of how it's been. John Tortorella gave one of the most impassioned speeches during his press conference today. I don't know if you saw this, Pitts, but it is quite It fired me up. Mario you know, you have Tortorella is divisive, and he's a guy that, like, you're either all in on him or, like, he pushes you the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But Torts was quite impassioned. I'm going to pull it up so you can watch it here, because it was one of his best press conferences, if not his best press conference of the season. And it was truly like, all right, let's go. The Flyers are here. Let's go on a run and close out this season strong. Right. And this was what Torts said. It's like 93 seconds of just pure.
This comes down to, right? It always comes down, oh, they're going to quit on him. It follows me around. And so be it. If a player's going to quit on me, or players are going to quit on me because I'm trying to make them better people and better athletes, you got the wrong damn coach here, and you got the wrong damn people here. So I'm not sure what goes on. My job is I am going to push athletes. And I try to stay away from I have other things on my mind that I don't give you. I was in control the other night. What I said I meant. And quite honestly, when I watch the tape now, I'm more concerned than just the second period. Because of, I'm so proud of the team getting here. And I guess now the narrative out there is, because I've heard from other people, that they're young, they're not supposed to be here. Bullshit. We're here. We're here. Face it. And let's be better. And I don't think we're ready to be better. And that's my problem with us right now. And it is my job. I have not done a good enough job to get them over the hump after playing those seven games. And then each game as it goes down, we have six left. I haven't done a good enough job to make them understand we have to be different now. We have to be at a different level. That's my frustration with me, and that's my frustration with the team. And if people can't handle it, so be it.
Fire me up.
Yeah. We're,
what a speech for a coach who is grizzled veteran trying to fire up a young team who, like he said, people say, oh, we weren't supposed to be here. Bullshit. We're here. Like that's the beginning of the hype video for the playoffs if the Flyers end up making it.
Yeah, that social media intern's got to have that note like, right
let's
there.
Let's go.
Like, they already know what's
got
up.
Got me fired up. And, you know, he's right. You know, the Flyers are hanging on right now to a playoff spot, but it's not going to be as easy as it was, say, 2.5 weeks ago. You know, they got teams breathing down their neck.
There's the Bruins.
They got, you know, two teams in the Atlantic Division are in, two teams in the Metropolitan are in, and now you're fighting for, you know, either that third spot or the wild card, and it's going to be a lot easier if you get in at that third spot than it is with the wild card. The Flyers have 83 points this year. They're holding off the Capitals by 1 point, holding off the Islanders by 2 points. Islanders have the tiebreaker over them, so they got to stay in front of the Islanders down the stretch here. And the Flyers have, like Torts said, six games left. You got Buffalo, Columbus, Montreal, the Rangers, the Devils, and the Capitals. So you're going to have to play the Capitals potentially to get into the playoffs in that final game of the season.
Yeah, you're going to have to get through them anyways. So
but you look at, you know, Buffalo, not that good of a team. Montreal, terrible team this year.
Worst team.
You know, you look at the Devils, not that great. The Blue Jackets, terrible team this year. But the Flyers, over their past couple of games, had the opportunity to make moves and push themselves further up in the standings with more points. They choke last Thursday to Montreal 4-1. They choke at home to Chicago last Saturday 5-1. You can't lose those games when you're in a playoff position, especially after last Tuesday. You're going toe-to-toe with the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, forced to overtime, and almost come out with a W against one of your top rivals. You have to win probably 5 out of these 6 games down the stretch. You got to beat Buffalo, got to beat Columbus, got to beat Montreal.
Got to take one from the Capitals.
The Rangers game is a crapshoot. Who knows how that's going to play out for you? You got to beat the Devils, and then you absolutely have to beat the Capitals in the final game of the season if you want to make the playoffs.
Yeah. They basically, that schedule to me just says that the Flyers decide their own fate.
Exactly. Like, it's in their hands to win. And the other part of this, you know, you look at the Islanders. They've got the Blue Jackets, the Predators, the Rangers, the Canadiens, the Rangers again, the Devils, and the Penguins down the stretch. You look at the standings there. Penguins could be frisky. You know, they're kind of in that similar echelon to the Islanders this year. They got the Devils, the Blue Jackets, but they've got to play the Rangers twice. They got to play the Rangers twice. They also got to play the Predators, who this season are like middle of the pack in the West, but a 90-point team nonetheless. So not an easy game. That's helpful for the Flyers when it comes to the Islanders. You also got to look at the Capitals, who down the stretch have the Hurricanes, good team. They've got Ottawa. They've got the Red Wings, who are going to be fighting for a playoff spot, so that's going to be a doozy of a game. They've got the Sabres. They've got Tampa Bay. They've got your Bruins, and then they play the Flyers. Like, the Flyers have to win 5 out of 6 down the stretch.
Yeah.
Must win pretty much rest of the way.
You can't rely on the Capitals losing to teams like the Bruins or Lightning.
You have to.
Because they could pull some nonsense themselves and sneak one against the Bruins in overtime. You know, a one-goal win against the Lightning. You know, shit like that. And instead of, you know, playing your best and fighting out those tough wins, you kind of got pushed back on your heels a little bit. And you lost in overtime.
Right.
You know? And you can't be on that once it comes time to this for playoffs.
So hopefully the Flyers figure some things out there. And then a little bit of Eagles quick hit. Hassan Reddick traded.
Fuck you. Fuck you guys. What are you doing over there?
I wasn't happy about it.
Why are we giving my division more ammo? What, like?
I didn't do it, okay? I didn't choose to do it.
I'm a disgruntled champion of the Patriot peeps.
The Eagles trade Hassan Reddick to the Jets for a third-round pick that can turn into a second-round pick. And then there's stories coming out on radio hits today that Hassan Reddick was viewed as, you know, chasing after, like, stat chasing and trying to get a bigger contract and, like, trying to chase after sacks. And it's like, that's his job. He is a pass rusher. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
When you have Sean Desai and Matt Patricia's stupid bozo as dropping him back into coverage, he's got to chase sacks. That's his job, is to get after the quarterback. Like, he's an elite pass rusher. You want him doing that. I'm like, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Isn't it funny how that shit comes out? After,
like, what are we talking about?
Happens, so now it's like seems like they're trying to justify it. That's what it seems like.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's just yapping. Noise. It's just no. That's just what it is. It's just noise. There's a lot of this.
Straight yapping makes no sense. I'm very sad. I'm going to miss Hassan Reddick a lot. You know, you guys know me, and part of my brand on Twitter is highlighting anybody from South Jersey who is playing at the professional level to succeed. And I want to see anyone from South Jersey to succeed. Hassan Reddick being a South Jersey native, went to Temple, Philly guy. It was the perfect story. And when he came here, I was so thrilled and overjoyed. And, you know, that goes for anybody from South Jersey that makes it to the big league level in their sport. You know, obviously, I'm going to root for Mike Trout. I don't give a fuck that he plays for the Angels. I'm going to root for Mike Trout to be successful. I'm going to root for the guys that are in the Phillies farm system right now that I grew up with that are from South Jersey that I want them to get to the major league level. I'm going to root for the Johnny Gaudreaus of the world who are from South Jersey and are succeeding at the NHL level. Wow. I'm going to root for, you know, the NBA guys who are from New Jersey to be successful. Like, that's my whole thing. I want people from my backyard to be as successful as possible in their particular craft. And that PLL guys, like, I want to see the lacrosse guys doing their thing. Like, I will root for you if you are from South Jersey. I don't care if you went to my rival high school. I don't care where you went. If you make it to the big league level, I'm in your corner until your career is over. That being said, it sucks that Hassan Reddick is gone. It effectively is the Eagles trading Hassan Reddick for Bryce Huff and a conditional third-round pick. we'll see how it all plays out. I still am sad. I'm going to miss Hassan Reddick a ton. And I hate that he's with the Jets. And Howie Roseman owes me Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the draft to make up for this.
Which one? What position is he?
Linebacker.
Yeah, you guys need linebacker.
Yeah.
Badly. So
get me Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and, we'll put a nice little bandage on the wound there. But yeah, I still want Hassan Reddick to succeed. Like, I still want him to play very well. Even though he's not on my team, I rooted for him when he was in Carolina, rooted for him when he was in Arizona, and obviously rooted for him when he was here, but going to miss him big time, and hopefully has a continued successful career with the Jets and does his thing because he deserves it, and he's a great human, and I know he's going to continue giving back to the South Jersey and Philadelphia areas in the off seasons and everything. So shout out to Hassan Reddick. Last bit here, let's talk a little madness. The Final Four is set, and it's brought to you by our pals over at Dead Threads. The people have been using the code and the link to purchase from Dead Threads, which is awesome. Once the championship game is set, we are going to have you all DM us those. We're going to sift through our standings, actually, and DM you. It'll probably be easier on our front to do that. But we're going to pick some lucky people whose brackets were absolutely dead in the water, and we'll hook you up with some merch from Dead Threads. It's the intersection of sport, pop culture, and art, all on a t-shirt, all on a sweatshirt, with an underground vibe to it. Dead Threads are the absolute best. It's awesome merch. I have a couple pieces from them. I have an Eagles shirt, I have a Sixers sweatshirt, and they've got all your favorite teams in the mix. They've got all the Final Four teams in the mix. Click the link in the description, or go to deadthreads.shop and use code underground when you check out. You get 10% off your order from our pals over at Dead Threads. That's deadthreads.shop, code underground for 10% off, or click the link in the description and still use that code underground to get 10% off your order from our pals over at Dead Threads, because dead brackets equals dead threads. Pitsy, the Final Four set. It is UConn, Purdue, Alabama, and NC State. The darlings of the dance.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought NC State was playing.
I was just going by seed.
Those are
the Final Four.
Okay. Crazy that that's a Final Four, though.
Purdue is playing NC State. Alabama is playing UConn. And an 11 seed makes it to the dance. The Final Four dance. I love NC State. They are so fun. Yeah. DJ Burns is that
Hoss dude.
Absolute Hoss beast. The fact that he, like, tells the story on Part of My Take about how he has, like, a vending machine business, and yeah, now his nickname is the Vending Machine. Awesome nickname.
That's a great nickname for him. That is a great nickname for him.
They're so fun. They have the best logo in the tournament, hands down. That classic, like, Disney-looking wolf is phenomenal. You have the best team in the country in UConn still in the dance. You have a team who has never been to the Final Four in Alabama in the dance, and you have Purdue and that foul merchant, Zach Edey, in the dance. And you have Zach Edey versus DJ Burns, and then Alabama versus UConn. And it's going to be absolute scenes this weekend in Phoenix for the Final Four. And I can't wait.
I can already picture or visualize the madness, for pun intended.
I'm so pumped.
That is going to happen in that game between Hoss versus Hoss with Zach Edey and DJ Burns. Like, they are going to, that is going to be a matchup made in heaven. And you know that game. I'm going to make a wild statement. I think both games going down right to the wire.
I could see it.
Like, right down final shot.
I could see that happening.
Easily. Because it just makes too much sense for it not. Because isn't Purdue the one seed?
Purdue is a one seed. UConn's a one seed. Alabama's a four seed. And then NC State's 11.
So it's a one versus an 11 in the Final Four?
Yep.
Imagine that, NC State buzzer beater to be the one seed in the Final Four.
Would love it.
That's nonsense. That's what I'd like to hear.
Very excited for the Final Four. And then obviously on the women's side, Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese was absolute scenes.
She can't miss.
Absolute scenes. What a game.
I don't think I've ever seen a girl. Take that back. I don't think I've ever seen a person hit as so automatic as her at the collegiate level.
It was a great game. Angel Reese, as we record this on Wednesday, has declared for the WNBA draft, and she's going to be an absolute superstar in the WNBA. I'm pumped about that. She also has an all-time nickname that she calls herself Bayou Barbie.
Bayou Barbie.
Which is fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
And, like, she posted, like, her announcement and everything and said, you know, I'm excited for the next chapter because I know the author. What a bar.
That's bars.
Bars.
That's motherfucking bars right there.
So, yeah, the women's March Madness has been just as entertaining, if not more. And we've got UConn versus Iowa for the championship. And it's going to be scenes.
That's going to be scenes.
Paige Buchers versus Caitlin Clark.
Good grief.
That's good grief.
Cinema.
Cinema. Pull it up here just to make sure, because I think it is the championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, it's UConn, Iowa. UConn's
Final Four, right?
No,
or is it the final?
No, there was the Final Four on Monday. Their Final Four was on Monday.
Okay, yeah, because South Carolina and USC were in the mix, and I was bummed for South Carolina. Love Dawn Staley. She's a dream guest on this show for me. Philly legend. I was pulling for her when the Sixers were hiring Doc Rivers to be the next Sixers coach. But here we are. She'll never leave South Carolina because she's a fucking icon down there. But she's the best. But yeah, Madness is rumbling. And it's your weekend to shine, Pitsy. It's Mania weekend.
Texting with the co-host and good pal Sarah Marshall now. Getting our plans all revved up. For the weekend, Kyle, it starts tomorrow, and I feel like a little kid on Christmas. Like, I'm not even kidding. I'm so excited for all of this because it's just, it's going to be unbelievable. Like, the card itself, I mean, I can go into the nitty-gritty of that, but just, like, not only the wrestling aspect, the stars, the Philly stars that are coming out to play. Meek Mill to start. Lane Johnson's going to be playing WWE 2K tomorrow at WWE World. Who was another Philly person that they had?
I know Fletcher Cox and Vinny Curry are going to be in the city all
They're going to be. They asked Jason Kelsey to be a part of it. That was reported by Fightful. There's one more name. Let me try to find the tweet that I sent you of the WWE superstars that are doing. Yeah, it's Kofi Kingston. Robbie
Confirmed
Fox.
Phillies fan, Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, where is it? Nope.
Yeah, shout out Bob Fox. Gonna be in the city. Brandon Walker as well.
Brandon Walker. No, where is it, Miz? Well, Wale.
Lil Wayne.
Because we have Lil Wayne too, and she's gonna be there.
The GOAT.
And we got Wale Mania tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from that. I'm genuinely terrified.
No, you're the champ. You're a VIP, baby.
The vibes and scenes are going to be, but the boy Armani Blanco is going to be in the building, and I'm pumped about that.
When he hits Billie Eilish, I'm gonna go sicko mode.
Are you gonna wear a big T-shirt?
Yeah, top down, Billie shirt, Billie Eilish.
I am.
So excited.
No idea what to expect.
Just follow the champ, and you will get there.
I have been to Franklin Music Hall, and I don't know why I just called it that, because it's the fucking Electric Factory. It'll always be that. But I've been there for some very memorable concerts. Been there for Yellow Card's Farewell Tour.
Oh!
Been there for Christina Perry. Been there for a number of events. It's a great venue. It's a great venue. Friday as well. Like, you've got stuff going on Friday, but I will also be in the city on Friday down at Citizens Bank Park because the Philly City Connect uniforms are being unveiled to the people. And the one that was floating around a couple months ago, that blue and yellow one.
Yeah.
Allegedly, that is.
That's it.
The jersey.
That's it.
From what I have heard, the teams, when it comes to the City Connect jerseys, have no say in what they look like, which is wild.
Really?
Wild.
Who does?
The MLB? Nike and Fanatics.
Fanatics?
Yeah.
Has to. Dude, we are giving way too much power to Fanatics.
Yep. The Phillies are not happy with the jerseys, from what I've heard. Certain people in the organization are just like, they think they're hideous. It's a 3-year initiative, so they have to have these jerseys in the mix for 3 years.
They better not.
I hope the hat looks somewhat okay, being a hat guy. I don't know what to expect. But they're doing a block party at Citizens Bank Park, free for everybody. Shane Victorino is going to be there, and that means I'm
the Buffalo Soldier. Yeah,
I'm going to be there, and if you're going to be at the block party, hit your boy up because I'll be down there, and very excited for that, and to see the jerseys, see the hats, and all that, and then the Phillies will start wearing them. They are going to be wearing them every Friday home game is when the City Connect jerseys get worn, and they start wearing them on April 12th. So we'll see them on bodies in about a week, but we'll see them in person this Friday. So I'll be down at the block party, hopefully meet Shane Victorino and convince him to come on the podcast, which would be
I think we could.
Insane.
I think you could do it.
I would melt. My mom would die. My mom's number just one. Have him come. Number one Phillies boy is Shane Victorino.
Just have him come into the Underground Studios.
We got to get Shane Victorino on the pod ASAP. But yeah, it's going to be a doozy of a weekend. Make sure you guys are following us on the socials to keep up with everything we got going on at Underground PHI on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI. And if anybody works for Meta, let me know because I need some help. Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. Follow Pitts on Twitter at Pat_Pitts and Pitsy35 on Instagram and Threads. Follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311 and on Instagram and Threads at KBIZZLE11. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify. Leave a 5-star review. Keep subscribing. Download the episodes. It really goes a long way and helps us grow, really helps us out in a big way when you guys subscribe and when you tell your friends to subscribe. So keep on subscribing on Apple and Spotify. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. We are currently sitting at 752 subscribers as of this recording. Let's keep those numbies going. We need to get the subscriber numbers rolling up. You're going to be boots on the ground. You could get all of the WrestleMania
dude, I already,
people.
Too. I was going to Easter dinner. I saw a friend of mine from Milton, and I literally took his phone and hit subscribe.
Bang. So keep subscribing to the YouTube channel. We got plenty of video content coming out, especially this week and always. All of our original video content, every podcast episode is on the YouTube channel. So keep subscribing. Get your merch at phiapparel.co and use code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your merch orders. And of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland. And whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process, and their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. This has been episode number 626. Ohana means family of Underground Sports Philadelphia. I'm KB, Pitsy in studio for the first time. We'll be back this weekend, probably Monday morning or Sunday before you go to Mania again, and just recapping everything you're going through. But until then, we're getting the heck up out of here. We are signing off. Peace.